Hare Krishna. Over this weekend, I passed the 108th mark in terms of Gita Jayantis done. I had to do some research, and the research went back further than I had expected. In the UK, we've done three tours, which usually average 12 to 14 Bhagavad Gitas. And yesterday, when I was in Szeged, Bhaktin Clary, who was there at the first Bhagavad Gita recital in Budapest in 1994, when we didn't even stop for a break. So she informed me that this is not the 18th Bhagavad Gita reading, but the 20th. And we have an average of about 3.5 readings here in Hungary. Not that we do a half a reading, but sometimes we've done four, sometimes we just do three, like we did last weekend. And so 20 times 3.5 is about 70. And the 3 times 14, that's 42, 112. So I hope that Srimad Bhagavad Gita is pleased by that, happy about that effort to serve him, and as is Lord Krishna. Whether there's another 108, that's for the future, but I'm happy that we got through to this number. And yesterday morning, before I even got in the car, I started feeling very, very bad. I realized something was coming on. And so somehow or another, by Krishna's grace, I got through the day until we got back. And I have some other kind of urological infection. And that gave me fever, put me on my back, and stopped me from being able to go to Nivajradam, which is what I wanted to do today. I expect that it's manageable. By that I mean manageable without any outside doctor or hospital care. We have our own doctor who came early this morning. And I hope that devotees who also read the Bhagavad Gita, live with the Bhagavad Gita, use it as a map for their lives. Any journey that you go on, especially when it's the first time you've gone on, you need a map. Nowadays it's GPS. And this life, although certainly not our first life in this world, but it's a appears like it's our first life, and we have to decide, do we just reject all good advice and just act on whimsy? Do we follow the path of materialistic people, or do we follow the perfect teachings of Lord Krishna? Because by doing so, then yatra yogatvara krishna yatra partha dhanudara tatra shri vijaya driti, all success and all opulence and everything good comes. It may appear like poison in the beginning, yes, poison in the beginning, whereas the life of sense gratification appears like nectar in the beginning. But the nectar turns to poison. And this poison, because we're so attached to sense gratification, in due course of time, it turns to nectar. So that's it for today, and hope to continue tomorrow. Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.